On the well, the Lord sat down. His disciples went and left him. Woman from Samaria town, a drink he did request of her. No man loves me like Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. No man loves me like Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Why do you ask a drink of me with an evasive feeling? You know by law the Samaritans and Jews have no dealings. If you had asked a drink of me, regardless of your nation, the waters I would have given you are the waters of salvation. No man loves me like Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. No man loves me like Jesus. Glory, hallelujah.
Down in our country, there's two women always like to sit up front and talk about their cooking. Preacher just out to scream to preach over them. One night he slammed the brakes on the stop while one of them said, I fried mine greased, it sure was good. That stopped that. I've been sick for 2 days. You go to work feeling bad? I did, and I was a welder in Oklahoma. If I make it to the noon, maybe I could wear it off and go on in the dark. I've been sick. I'm away from home. It's 1,340-something miles to here. I ain't going home yet. I've learned you don't go home when you want to go home. No, sir. You know, a lot of folks just play church. They just play in church. They ain't never got down to business. Why, I went over yonder in Virginia last year to hold a meeting, coming 12-inch snow. That's a big one on a level. I mean, that ain't the drifts. That's 12 inches of snow. Everybody closed down. All the schools closed down. I mean, where I stay in the wind chill index, 40 below zero, and run out of propane, that little house trailer standing by myself, I covered with everything, the rug on the floor and everything in there, try to keep freezing to death. Spirit spoke to me, said, call the radio station, tell them you ain't closing the meeting. Meeting's on. Had the biggest crowd in the history of the church. Women drove off the mountains with chains on four-wheel drives. Not even no hub to drive. Drove off them mountains downtown. One night while I was preaching, I could really blow that one out. This side, 16 sleepers broke under the church house floor one at a time. Boom, boom, boom. And that floor went down. Them people, boy, if I'd have wanted to play that like the Charismatics, I'd have put that on the radio. Wrath of God falls during altar calling, almost destroys half of the congregation. God wouldn't let me do that. We got a bunch of liars, Brother Brown, running around talking about God. Me and you need to be together sometime. I could buy your lunch at the Whistling Sizzler, or you could buy mine one, and we need to get to you. I'd buy yours. I'd buy you a steak. And you know what we need to do? I'm going to talk to Brother Brown, if y'all don't pardon me just a minute. We need to get over in a no-smoking section. Let me talk to you, Brother Brown. You know that the majority of people in America never did smoke. Now, hold it now. The majority, watch me now. And now 22% is all that's smoking. And they give us a little cubby hole over here you can't hardly see out of. And give the majority the smoking air. I can't understand who can't count here now.
Come on.
Our statistics, and I didn't put them out. The government did. And the three surgeon generals of the United States say tobacco gives you lung cancer. Why ain't we got the biggest place? I got on an airplane the other day. They smoke up here in the back seat of first class. They can smoke. And then 16 seats back behind me, they smoke. They got me in the middle of it, smoking on the front and the back both. Reckon what the devil's got in mind. If he can get us to lay our guns down because he knows he's got something we ain't got. And if it wasn't for us, Afghanistan had already been smothered completely out. But because we're backing the opposition to the Russian government there, they're going to throw up a little peace flag to blind us a little more and back off that just a little. So they can come in our back door down here in old Mexico in the southern hemisphere. You better listen to the preacher, man. You know, we've listened to a lot of stuff. We listen to beer guzzlers and wine guzzlers, and we listen to the vodka drinkers up yonder. But you better start listening to God's preachers. They're trying to tell you something. We're in the end time. We're in the last day. It's so great to be with Brother Seth Savage. I've stayed in their home, and I'm glad to be with them. I wish tonight somebody would just, Lord, we want somebody else to try to preach here, but because I'm just not a showman, but I'm in the Army, you see. And when I got in the Army, I was no longer my own, you see. My uncle said he sucked a pearl button in World War I till he sucked it in two nearly for thirst under training in the Army for the war. He said he never did catch it as hard overseas as he caught it here in training. If you get trained right, you get in the church and get trained right, you'll blow out when the war breaks out. In fact, you may be in better shape. You may not even hardly know you're having too big a fight because you're trained to fight. I used to have a friend. I told the young folks here named Menifee at the youth of there and talked to him. His name was Menifee. He'd whip him clear down to the ground and get up and whip you. He's dangerous if you ever got him down and whipped him. Get right up off the ground and whip you. That's Menifee. Don't you like folks that do more than talk? I was in a meeting in Kentucky, and I'd preached about 4 days way back in them Blue Mountains and never been there in my life. And one old boy jumped up and said, if it'll kill you, I'll die. I've eat every bit of it. He's talking about my preaching. Said, I don't know him, but said, if it'll kill you, I'll die. I've eat every bit of it. So let's take him offering. He took offering, said, we didn't get enough money. An old boy on the front bench said, when I take an offering, what it lacks, I put in myself. Poor, said, they're going to fuss over money here. I wish I hadn't mentioned it. Others said, put your money where your mouth's at and I'll give half of it. That's the deal, he said. Old cronies, that's the way they always do. You know what folks need to do? Take the nickel out and put the heart in and put the money where the mouth's at. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise his name. Ain't no strain on me to worship God. It just limbers up my joints. Help my lumbago. What's your girl's name? Is she married yet?
No.
What's that child's name?
Ezora.
Will you tell Ezora that Becky, you know, my girl Becky wasn't married. And the other day, we went several months ago into Broxton, Georgia at the camp meeting. She met a banker boy. He liked her. She liked her. But they ain't one, you know. And they come back home and she's going to go down and visit some more people in another place in Georgia. Would you know I was driving down the road, Sister Brown, and you tell your girl this. And the spirit come on and went to weeping. Don't do that often. Spirit said to me, Becky found that boy in Georgia. I said, Lord. He come back to me, said, you tell her what I'm telling you. And said, found that boy in Georgia. You know, that boy drove 18 hours to see her. 18 hours. You know, he done asked me for her hand. I answered too quick, but it done had that witness from God. I want you to take that back to her, and I'm dead serious about that now. You tell that daughter I said that. Now listen here, that old boy don't even believe in televisions. Have mercy. Everybody shut your eyes. Don't even believe in finger rings. Hallelujah. Most spiritual woman in my church been Becky's spiritual helper. Mother in the Lord. I mean, she talked to her 2 a.m, 3 a.m, Becky's blue. Listen to me, young lady. Becky's blues. Talk to her. You know what that woman said to me? Time and again, Becky went with boys. Well, when that boy come in from Georgia, she looked at me and said, that's him, Brother Moore. I said, what do you mean, Pauline? What are you talking about? I said, that's him right there. I said, that's him. Well, I just said that because I know it about you. I didn't forget you, girl. You tell her that man from Oklahoma thought about her. Give her courage. God is God. We have to have God to help us. Thank you. Thank you for the offerings. I'm going to get... Who said I'll get me back from whence I came? Who was it said, if it displease thee, I will get me back from whence I came? Bible readers, can you think? Who was it said, if it displease thee, I will get me back from whence I came? Animal talk to him. Balaam. That's what's going to happen to me. I'm going to start back toward the way I come from. But I got to stop somewhere else. God bless you. A few simple little thoughts, that's all I preach. But it's good to see you. Great to be with you. But before I do this, sister, do you mind coming up here and let us pray for you a minute? Will you do that? You got saved the other night right here, you right there. Second time she'd ever been to the Holiness Church, that right back kind of third night she'd ever been. She got saved. That woman's prayed clear on through. Come on up here, stand with her. Yes, sir. I want you to come up here and help us. Come here. You can do this for me. You sit down right there. Come on. Yeah. I want you to come here. He come right up here the night. Praise you. This woman has prayed through to where his wife. You want to come up here? Come on up here. You know what? She prayed through to shouting. We've got folks. Don't you? You know what? That brother sitting right there, pastor, said, you know what, said years ago, one of the old-time brothers in this country said, brother, said, don't know what would be good, just shoot them as soon as they get saved so they go on before they can backslide or anything, not have any trial. Just shoot them, send them on. Now, this little sister right here is a woman. The devil's always tried to jump on her. After she has made the start for God. Ain't hardly, what are you going to do, church? I'm going to lay hands on and pray for her, and I'm expecting you to pray with me. And I'm gonna give you a little advice here. This is the old preacher man. I'm not a psychiatrist, but you just quit him. And we just trust in the Lord and believe in God. And every morning read your Bible. Every time a devil attacks you, get the Word of God. Amen. Talk about the Lord. Seek God. Be of good courage. Stay your mind on the Lord. Peace of God come upon you like you never did have. Let's pray. Dear Lord, have mercy on this dear woman. She sought God. Jesus has come into her heart. Rebuke the devil. Don't let the devil torment this woman, Lord. Heal her all over, thank God. You heal people all over the world. They lay hands on them and they get well. Their nerves gets well. They get to where they can sleep like a baby, thank God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless her. Rebuke the opposition of the enemy and give her courage and strength, Lord. We believe in you doing it. We believe in it. She wakes up at night, help her to think on Jesus. Every morning when she gets up, raise him hand and thank God for another day. Thank God in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Glory to God. He just prayed through the other night. Right, sir. That man, I just prayed to you. I just felt like I need to pray for you. You hang in there. You rebuke the devil, name the Lord. Walk out from under that. Right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep praying. We're reading from Luke, the 7th chapter. Reading from the Book of Luke. Now, when he came nigh to the gate of the city, a lot of folks coming to town, a lot of folks going to town, a lot of folks been to town, but never was nobody like him come to town. Never had the headache. Never had the flu. Huh? No, sir. He's on top of all that. Huh? Great God, have mercy. Piled up a pile of leaves for a pillow on the side of the Mount of Olives. Laid out there in the dark night and slept early in the mornings back down there in the temple working for God. We're going to talk about him while you can't say enough about him. You'll never express all he is and all he's been and all he'll be. But oh, thank God when John saw him in the first chapter of Revelation, he had overcome death, hell, and the grave. Had the keys to it. I like the man's got the keys. I've traveled 45 years. I just come from Georgia. Lit down in Jacksonville, and that Blue Nose Air Force One rolled down the runway over on the other side. Reagan is in. I thought I'd get to see the president, but he didn't know I was there. Didn't get to meet him. He didn't know I was there. Hallelujah. Hey, just closed a meeting in Savannah, right out of Savannah, Georgia, out there at Lawton's church, brother. Did you know his boy got burned up down there just a few nights ago and died? I want to tell you young people something. I was in a meeting down there, and he didn't come. He didn't come. He was young. He's husky as Paul here. He burned to death. We hope he made it, but I'm going to tell you what, that's a lawful thin thing to leave a preacher to preach. It's your funeral. You know, folks seem to get a little consolation from a preacher preaching to kin folks into heaven when we ain't got a shred of evidence that they made any peace with God. That's how I can't do it. I mean, I just can't do it. I mean, I ain't going to be mean. I'm not going to get up there. No, I'm not going to get up there and be mean about it. But I'm not going to stand before God and say somebody went to heaven because Elvis sang Amazing Grace don't mean he went to heaven. Because you got sprinkled, I've been sprinkled, poured down on, soaking wet, that don't save you. You may have been taught all your life that water baptism saves you. It absolutely does not save you. You don't have to be baptized in water to be saved. You could be lost because you won't be. You don't have to pay tithes to be saved. You could be lost because you won't. Now, what do you mean, Brother Moore? Because you won't walk in the light after you get saved. Great, have mercy. Jesus Christ shed his blood upon that cruel, rugged cross for the remission, for the forgiveness of sin. Nothing else will do it. Water won't do it. Fellow tried to tell me one day, believe you, had to be baptized in water. I said, you mean these 18, 19, 20-year-old boys in World War II way out there on the burning sands following General Patton and back down in the jungles and out there on the ocean, alligators eat them, and I don't know what all. I mean, and you tell me arm blowed off, half the side blowed out and laying down on the ground way back there. There ain't enough water and 100 miles up to baptize them, crying to God for mercy. They ain't never been saved. You mean God is so hard that he won't save them because of no water? Man, I said, you're beside yourself. Water does not save people. Well, that's truth, children. I know some people went off the deep end. A fella got so mad a while back, anointed with something. I was coming home from meeting somewhere away in the night, trying to stay awake, searching that radio dial. You can wire them out and can't find nothing fit to hear. Amen. Don't leave that thing on all day. Great God, have mercy. I'm not only against television. I ain't coming in your house and you got some guy on that radio, blah, 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 and we can't hold. Hold it, let's shut him off. Don't let that control your house. I may preach here in a minute. Jesus is coming into town. I'm going to tell you one thing. Talk show programs, one of the wickedest things that ever was. You, that's the holiest preacher telling you. Nearly every one of them guys been in everything, nearly. And they'll brainwash you and cram right down your throat what they believe. Amen. Hey, look. Better watch what you listen to now. Amen. Bless my heart. That fellow got so mad, he said, you three gods ought to be hung by your neck by a lamp pole. He thought he's anointed, but he showed himself. He, before he could get slowed down, he'd done threatened to kill us. Anytime you meet anybody that's slanted one direction all the time, they can't have a meeting without bringing up that. They're not a rounded out Christian. They're on the wrong diet. All right, I'm not trying to preach against doctrine tonight, but I do believe in doctrine. I know what you're talking about. I know what's coming in. I know what you're bringing. We're all one. Me and the Pope of Rome ain't. If he was right, he'd ask the whole world to forgive them for killing all them millions of Christians. No more saving the devil is. Nothing but a big play. And God seen it come and said, come out of her, my people. Be not partakers of her sin, that you receive not of her plague. Come out. About time now. We used to have a church down home called the Come Outers. Now it's about time to come out of the Come Outers. Hallelujah. Great God, I went to preach in Ohio a few years ago, and the pastor had moved a TV in his house, and I was staying in one room in it, and at night I'd hear him and his boy in there listening to old love show. Why would a woman, girl, if you're married and you got a husband, two or three children, why are you reading them old love stories? You looking for another man? What in the world? Back on the bed. I found some on the bed in the house. Oh! They forgot to move them. Huh? Why are you reading that stuff? You know, if we'd have a book burning tonight and burn all the books that we don't need, great God, can't you see semi-trailer loads of them building a bonfire you can see for 40 miles in every town nearly? Huh? Sure, it's right. Biggest bunch of junk. I went back to the schoolhouse the other day. If the book had four-letter words in it, I said to the librarian, what are you doing with this book in here? Well, now, Brother Moore, Mr. Moore, I said, read them letter words back to me out loud. Lady, I want you to read them four letters. Not work, not W-R-K, that's the kind we need, huh? Not F-A-S-T, we need that, huh? Not P-R-A-Y, huh? Sure, her face turned red and she couldn't read him. I said, I'm glad to see you blush. She said, it's out of the library, Mr. Moore, but they ain't all out. I mean, in our country, we're being infiltrated with the awful bunch of filthy literature that ever was in the history of the world. Amen. Oh, pray, Brother Powers. Go shouting if you want to and drown me plumb out. I ain't even got him in the city limits hardly yet. Couldn't quit smoking. I swear off up and be back on another brand 30 minutes till he come in. Till he come in. Whew. He's a fix-it man. Joe Bill Houston, Dayton, Ohio, sings a fix-it man. We don't sing it like he does. We don't know it like that. But down home, we're saying, fix me, Jesus, fix me. Down here in this world, fix me, Jesus, fix me. Down here in this world, make a wife beater quit it overnight.
That's right.
Right. Fella can't keep from lying. Bad as that preacher said he exaggerated so much, he got in front of the board and said, we're going to have to get on you about that exaggerating. He said, I shed a barrel of tears over it. You just can't hardly break folk from lying. They got that exaggerating spirit on. He's the only one can handle that. Amen. I ain't stolen more watermelon, Brother Brown, since I got saved. I quit it. Quit stealing a watermelon. I got saved. Hallelujah. Seventh chapter of St. Luke. Maybe a few scattered thoughts here tonight. I don't want to use for excuse I've got the flu, so if I make a flat, I can always say, well, if I hadn't had the flu, I'd have done good. You ever hear anybody in the church say, well, if they'd back me, I could do good? Great God. You know what God done? Swore by himself because there's no greater. Get him in you. You don't have to have nobody holler, amen, or glory to God, or hallelujah, or nothing. If you get there just right, God will help you. I learned from my very beginning preaching in five towns a day on the street, and nobody asked me to hold revivals and getting out working for God. I found out one thing. Don't you hang your religion on the stock market or nobody else. You get a hold of Jesus and you get saved good, and don't get your eyes on nobody else. I've actually kicked my way out of more than one sickness. I've done it. Seventh chapter of St. Luke. If you don't believe saints is in the world and alive, the Bible mentions them 40 times.
Right.
To the saints which are at Jerusalem. Ain't dead. Huh?
Right.
Somebody said you can't be one 1,000 years after you die. What a lie. To the saints which are at Ephesus. Huh? St. Luke. Jesus come into town. Behold, there's a dead man. Karen, we'll talk about two dead people tonight. Carried out the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. Much people of the city was with her. Oh, hallelujah. Great God, have mercy. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. Talk different than anybody that ever talked here. Everybody knows you ought to cry at a funeral. I get disappointed with our funeral directors down home. Hurry it up. Get it over with. Give them a shot. Give them a sniff or something. Have a prayer. Round them out. Get them set down. Get praying with them before they go to bawling. Weep 6 weeks for them in days of old. Let the world know the sorrow that's gone. Weep and cry over them. Sure, it's right. Don't you think you're going to show yourself a man because you don't cry? All you're going to do is prove you're hard-hearted. Amen. Why did he say weep not? Because he's fixing to do something about it. He was touched with her condition. He was concerned about what is going on. And the only reason he told her not to weep, because he's fixing to change things. There's going to be some changing take place here. He came and touched a bier, which is a coffin. And they that bare him stood still. We stopped for the funerals over home. They stopped for him when he is here. Stop the funeral. You believe in the power of God?
Yes, sir.
You know, I've just been there a few times when things happened folks couldn't believe.
That's right.
Yes. Said, that ain't him running, is it? Yeah, that's him running. He can't run. Yeah, but he is. He had the arthritis too bad to run. Yeah, but he didn't run it. Got the hold of it. I don't believe God dead, do you?
No, sir.
Stopped him. laid his hand on the casket. Great God, he's done dead. He said to the young man, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." If you hadn't called Lazarus, Lazarus, and you called this young man a young man, ain't no telling how many that got up out of the ground. If he hadn't impersonated here, because after a while, all that's in the graves are going to hear his voice. Come and getting up out of the ground. On that grease, getting up morning, glory to God. Oh, get up out of the ground. Going to hear his voice. Tree roots will fly, grub worms will fly, and up out of the ground they'll get. You believe that? Jesus come to town. And he that was dead sat up. Amen. And began to talk. Now, I've always preached a few things that's not in the Bible. Here's several of them run backwards and fainting. There's one or two of them just said, "It's a ghost," and took off as hard as it could go. I've always preached a few things that ain't in there. You can't do a thing with it either. Ain't a thing you can do with it. When that boy sat up, his mother said, "Oh," and hit the ground. His big old grown men just fainted away when that boy sat up. Ooh-wee. Have mercy, have mercy. I don't know how they could have killed him. They killed him. They beat him. They whipped him. But oh, here he is. Stopped the funeral procession, raised the dead. Shut up, young man, just shut up in the casket. Whew. Have mercy. Looked at his mom, and his mama looked at him. Son's hard to believe. The way they embalmed him back there, you couldn't hardly raise him from the dead. I mean, he is embalmed. They done had him fixed. They done it like anything like we do. Didn't have no blood in him. Heart done quit beating. Yours like stopped, didn't it? You don't think about who made it now. That goes acting up on you. Just remember who made the heart. He's a heart repairer. I mean a valve fixer. Huh? That woman down in Oklahoma had bad heart trouble, went to church. Spirit said, "Stay all night and pray, and I'll heal you." You ever pray all night in the empty church? Screakingest place you're ever in. Doors open and shut while you're trying to pray. He's coming up the aisle, got a knife in his hand. He's fixing to rob you right now. He's right there at you. You get up and look too. I've had that. Amen? You go to pray at the church all night. It ain't like at home praying. Devil bother you over here. Amen. You hear him walking in down yonder. Coming upstairs. Just well, get ready. Hide between the seats. See if you can make out who it is. I know. I've been there. That devil works like that. God said to her, "If you'll go to church and pray." Had a heart. Bad heart. Bad heart. He's a heart regulator. My grandpa fell dead 42 years of age in Norman, Oklahoma with a heart attack. Years and years and years. My mama folks had bad heart trouble. 45 years I've preached. That lying thing's told me, I don't know, 100,000 times. "That's it, LD. Bid them goodbye." Tell them you're dying with heart trouble. But it wasn't. That woman had heart trouble. Said she prayed all the ghosts out. All the squeaks and squawks and rattles. Prayed till she got victory over all of them. On into the morning, on past midnight. You know you know what? Some folks don't enjoy prayer because they ain't never got in the spirit yet. You get in the spirit, man, you can pray. I mean, you'll enjoy it. Woo! Prayed on till way between 12 and daylight, somewhere in there, God said to her, "I'll give you a new heart." Had it been 16 years before when I heard her tell that. Now it's going down the road in the car when she said it. Ever since that day, she said, the Spirit has been saying, higher. And when she said higher, I like to went out through the top of my car. And I heard David say, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Get to high ground. Get to high ground. I can't hardly believe nobody is going to get anything from God. It gets to the altar and just stays down there all the time. Get that high ground. Don't the Holy Ghost look where God lives. David said, I lift mine eyes. Why? Because he wasn't doing no good looking down. Huh? Wasn't doing no good looking down. I will lift mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Woo! Glory! I gets excited, can't be still. Run back or run forward, jump there. He just eased up and stopped the funeral. Whew. Young man, I say unto thee, right, I don't know where he's at. Somewhere off yonder in the regions beyond this world. Been dead long enough for all the neighbors to know it and make plans like your office, precious sister's funeral Monday. Word had got around, all the neighbors had gathered. No telling how many hours he'd been dead. But somewhere off yonder, he heard the voice of the Son of God. Heard that voice. His voice reads from here to eternity. Here through death and into eternity. Call him back. Set up. Said, Mama, what's happening, Mama? What's all these people doing out here, Mama? What am I doing setting this thing here? Someone said, you died. We is taking you to bury you. And this sea walker, this blind man healer, this lion of the tribe of Judah, this bright and morning star, way maker here. He's the counselor, prince of peace, bright and morning star. Come on, scene. I have no run shout as bad as I've been a feeling. It don't hurt you. Try a little that's good for you. Do a little something for the Lord. Raise your little old paw after a while before you can't raise it. There ain't no work in the grave. Ain't had no church in the graveyard. There's no work of device in the grave where you going. Ain't clapping hands in the graveyard. Ain't singing special in the graveyard. Talk it. That's the truth. Here he is. Delivered him to his mother. Said, here's your mother, son. Go to your mama. Ooh-wee. I know one mother. You tell her God wasn't real all you want to. She talk back to you like the rich land's choir does. Come a little late to tell me. Yeah, I've had a fellow or two in life explain to me how the only one had the Holy Ghost of 12 apostles got to. I said, you come a little late to tell me. I done got it. Now what am I going to do with it? I've got it. Hallelujah. Brother Foster went out to the Nazarene College out in Bethany, Oklahoma. He's sharp. You don't fool with him. He's like David. They went after him. Better leave him alone. She's like an old bear, an old lion laying over there and knocked the legs out from under. He's like that young preacher down in Oklahoma lied on me. I didn't want to hurt him, but he ought to know better. I went in that 35 years before he ever put a foot in that community. All I had to do is make one call, jerked horse right out from under him. He is pastoring over there. Called one call, and he's out of the saddle. I didn't call that call, no, sir. I just told that young man, I said, hush your mouth. What you said is not true. He backed off and apologized. I'm not mean. He just lied. Huh? Amen? Get the Holy Ghost. Get the power of God in your heart. Get the Spirit of the Lord upon you. Don't worry about the world. You get what God wants you to have. Don't worry about what they're doing. You get filled with God. Brother Foster went out there and he is sharp. You don't fool with him. It's like Lindsay. You don't talk to him about coming to the Lord unless you just feel led. He knows what he believes. You don't know what I believe about it yet. I don't even talk to him about it. I just told him I was going when he leaves, and I mean that. Glory to God, I'm going with you. Glory to God. I don't get in such a shape over preaching the Bible I can't go with God's children when they leave.
All right.
Amen. All right. I want to go with them. They love to fight the Holy Ghost, them folks out there. Man, Nazarenes here probably don't like to, but they do out there. Love to fight talking in tongues. Huh? Jesus said, "Take speed of you, thou go away." Who's he talking to? His apostles. They must have been saved, surely. Surely. And told him it's expedient for them that he goes away. If he don't go away, he comfort can't come. If he departs, he will send him. Call 9 times in 3 verses him. Hey, salvation. Salvation of him. Somebody coming. Teacher, leader, guide, comfort. Well, Brother Foster had it. That old farmer outlaw from Arkansas. I told you about that, and I took all that stuff back. It stole. Prayed for days to get saved. God saved him about 4 one morning, screamed like a painter after days of hauling armloads of sheets back to Huckins Hotel, pipe wrenches back to City Waterworks, and going to Dawson Produce and telling how he stole off of them. And he said one morning at 4 o'clock, "Oh, God, what else does a poor wretch like me have to do to get religion?" Power of God hit him like a thunderbolt, and Foster screamed like a painter. 20-year police record when he come from Arkansas. Screamed out of his room and run down the hall shouting the victory, got saved. Went to preaching the gospel, arrested him, told him in jail. I went to see him, shouted in that bullpen with all them outlaws in there, said, "What God give me, make a jail bar shine like diamonds, Brother Moore. Write me city jail, parlor number 2, city jail." I wrote him. Jailer said, "You ought to get that man, throw him in here with you." They arrested him until they didn't know what to do with him. He'd preach on the streets and they'd arrest him. I was in the court when the judge said, "You're accused of preaching without a permit," and you couldn't get one. I don't know how you can prosecute a man for something you can't get. Foster wasn't afraid of him. He said, "I have 2 permits, sir." Judge said, "You do?" He said, "The Bible gave me one, the Constitution another."
All right.
I thought he's on solid ground. Judge said, "Lock him up." Brother Foster said, "Hell will be hot for a lot of people, Judge." He preached in that jail. They told him, and so a fellow paid his bond. He sent the money back down, said it didn't do nothing to pay a bond for. Talking about Jesus come to town. He gets in your heart, gets in your life, does something for you, give you a backbone like a saw log. Foster preached and had 8 men crying and praying in that bullpen at one time. Took his Bible away from him. He had it in his heart.
That's right.
Finally wanted to get him out so bad they told him to sign his own bond. They'd turn him loose. He wouldn't even sign that. Finally just sent him his clothes and said, "Get out of here." All this resting for because he didn't have no permit to preach. Poor little puny man needs God Almighty. Needs Jesus Christ. Yeah. Stopping us from preaching here. I may get back to this thought here in a minute. I just got on, Brother Ford. If he's here, he'd be running his aisle right now. He's going to glory. Arrested him again, hauled him in. The judge looked at him and said, "What do you think the penalty ought to be for preaching without a permit upon the streets of Oklahoma City?" He said, "Judge, 40 years ago, my mother left me in a one-room log hut in the hills of Arkansas and went on to glory. I promised her I'd meet her. It's not the penalty I'm interested in. It's the reward I'm after. And if you can send me to meet her, do it as quick as you can." He cut that judge to the heart. Them policemen that arrested him, brought him in, loved him. One day he is preaching on the streets in front of a Jew store. He'd go to 13 beer joints every Saturday night preaching. My own father-in-law. Met my own father-in-law. Got a lot of people saved. Just different ministry. One day, Jew run out of his store and told them policemen, "Take your hands off the man. He says something." Stirred the Jew, full-blood Jew. Didn't even know Jesus. Foster done got a hold of him. They rushed him up there again, and that judge said, charge dismissed, and they never arrested him one more time after at least 15 arrests and months in the jailhouse, and them same police arrested and bought him limeade when he got through preaching after that. They had sat and listened to him, buy him a good cool limeade. He said, "Young man, He's got power. I say unto thee, arise. That young man sat up and said, Mama, here's your boy. Thank God. And four or five fainted in the bunch, didn't know what in the world to think. And there come a fear on all. And the glorified God saying that a great prophet has risen up among us. God hath visited his people. And that's my text. God has visited his people. I've had people visit me for 45 years in the ministry. I enjoyed them coming. I wanted to tell them like the fellow did in the Orient. Would God thou hast arrived day before yesterday so you had longer to stay. But I ain't had nobody visit me like God. Nobody visit me like God. Whew. Talked to you the other night about him visiting out on the sea. Send an angel after 14 days and nights. Looked like couldn't do nothing but die. That preacher praying to hold that ship. God sent an angel. Fear not, Paul. I'll give you 276 conversions here. It's 276 of them. Have nothing to fear. At time night, I tell you about a trip or two the Lord told me to take. Where I went. But I'm going to tell you what God is God. My wife, like 10 weeks, showed me what dress she won't be buried in. She couldn't go to church. She always goes when she can go. You don't have to call me and ask her why she ain't there. You don't have to call her and say, now, Sister Moore, don't be offended about that. Come on back. Now, I'm not knocking you. I'm just telling you about my wife. She never had to be begged to go to church. 10 weeks she lay there. She said, this is what you bury me in. This is what you do. But great God. I got that book down again, and I put on Matthew 21:22. Whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. And God visited me. Lord come into home. Healed her just like that. Healed her and raised her up. Went back to church. She done something she never done before. She got up and said, hello! Here everywhere. Oh, I said, I never did hear her do that. Taken into hollering like that. Commenced to holler like that after the Lord visited us. Went over at Blanchard to church and had a revival going, asked me to lead a little testimony meeting. Postmaster was there. Another big muckety muck was there. You know what a muckety muck is. That's your fault. I know what a muckety muck is. B got up and said, oh! Dropped my head just a little. Bernice and him was there in the pomp, you know. You know what pomp is? I do. Hey, man. Decked out, I mean. Like that woman I seen had a ring on every finger. I don't know how in the world she ever put her gloves on or wash dishes or anything. She had a ring on every finger. Bad as Ringo. Hallelujah. 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 Be hollered and hollered and hollered. Of course she's healed, you see.
Yeah.
Make you holler.
Oh, yeah.
Stir up things.
Glory.
And after church, here comes Gilmore, owner of Gilmore's Department Stores. Hell, Lee, is that your wife? Never had met her. Yes, sir. I said, that's her. Oh, he said, never had anything do as much good in all my life. Is that hollering? Who would think hollering would do any good? Except she's herding cows or hogs or something, you know. But it helps. Helps. Here come the other. Yeah. Said, L.D., is that your wife? I said, yes, sir, that's her. He said, I never heard anything in my life do me as much good as that hollering she done. You feel like hollering, you don't ever holler? Holler! Glory to God. She is shouting. That's just the way, that's a new shout she got. New kind of shout she got, you know. Like that won't my church raise the Baptist. Do nothing about the power of God. I told him, raise your hand up, praise the Lord. Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? You want God to help you? I know people get healed if they obey the Lord. But they won't obey the Lord. Well, let the Lord have his way.
That's good preaching.
One night that woman told her hands up, and God shifted her transmission into reverse.
She went to dancing backwards, and her husband, he wasn't saved. And I'm telling you, that boy's eye stood out. I wish I had a picture of him. I never seen a man look like that fellow looked. She danced backwards to the curve here, to the corner, down off, and with her eyes shut and her hands up, she just turned that as good as you could turn it in a truck or car or anything, and danced down the aisle backwards. He just never could figure that out. Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. When the power of God goes to working and the Lord goes to having his way, don't you think there wasn't somebody there and that boy set up, said, hallelujah. Thank God, amen. Praise the Lord. God has visited us. Come over to my house. Heal my wife. Lord, I could sing, talk about a child being born again. It's real. Didn't have to have nobody back me. Didn't have to have no bass, soprano, alto, or nothing else. Didn't have to have a piano, guitar, tambourine, or nothing. After God done that for me, I could go out across that yard and talk about a child being born again. It's real. Yeah. Yeah. Lord, have mercy. God, come to us. Yeah. Going back over here in the book of Mark. Jairus' daughter sick. Jairus has come to him. And he said his name was Jairus. And he saw him, he fell at his feet. That's reading some folk can't get nowhere with him. They'll humble herself before him. He besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. We got a young man now. And God raised him out. I tell you, I always preach a few things that's not in the Bible. They went back home to the house. And couldn't hardly get no rest for two or three days for people knocking on the door. Is this where the boy lives? Yes, this is where he's at right here. Is he still alive? Yes, yes, he's still alive. Is he here? Yes, he's here. Could I speak to him? Yes, he'll talk to you. Now, we're from the news, and we won't know just exactly how this happened. And here we go again, and he told them. And years come and went, and mama and her boy would go to town. Folks would say, there they go. Say, Miss Christian, could you tell us a little about what happened? Well, a man called Jesus met us when we was going to bury. Stopped it, and all he done, say, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Now, he handled his ministry different. He forgot to tell some of them to get saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I had a meeting in Arkansas, and a woman over 60 years old broke her hip and didn't have enough calcium or bone marrow or something. I don't know nothing about bones, but her bone wouldn't knit back. Put pins in it, and it still wouldn't work. She had to walk on crutches. Come to a meeting, had a full house. She said, do you pray for sick people? Yes, ma'am, we do. Can you get here down here? Yes, I can. She's an older woman. She got down and sat down on the altar. Couldn't hardly get sat down. Laid hands on her. I don't heal nobody. I shook them. I beat them in the back. I slapped them on the chin and put all that. That don't heal nobody. It just makes folks mad at you. Ain't no use of messing a woman's hair do up. Leave her hair alone. Just pray for her. Ain't no use. Ain't a bit of use in the world. I mean, let God jerk around. You know. Have a suit filed on you for jerking them around. Don't be a jerking around. I ain't taking the crutches away from them. No. God's going to have to do it. Set on it. Glenwood, Arkansas, way back there. I laid hands on her, Brother Powers. Power of God come upon her. That woman jumped up and went to walking, just like a young woman, all around the altar without her crutches. No limping, no nothing, just walking. He's a hip fixer. Hip fixer. God visited us. What happened over here? God come by last night. That's the difference in the church. That's the difference in the home. That's the difference in your life. God visited you. Come back to me and she said, I can walk, preacher, I can walk. Of course, I gave her one of my famous statements, Paul. I said, only thing I think of, walk, woman, walk. That's all I said. I forgot to tell her the way we got her picture so we could put it in the Holy Messenger. I never thought about telling her to write her name down. Never did even know what her name was. Forgot to ask her to get saved, sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hand them crutches to old man and said, you can carry these, I'll never need them. And down the aisle she went and out the door and left the meeting. I said, was she saved? They said, we don't know.
right.
I'll tell you one thing, preacher man. If God gets in your meeting, he can save people. You don't even have to open your mouth on what you believe to get saved. I ain't talking about what the church got to do after get in. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Where are your accusers at? Ain't got none. Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. That's all he said to her. Had fixed her though. Jairus is he's asking for help here. He's one of the rulers of the synagogue. And he's breaking the law here. I mean, he's breaking the rules. He's not doing what they're supposed to do when they're ruling the synagogue. No, sir. You ain't supposed to accept Jesus Christ. Huh? Here. My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee come, lay thy hands on her, and she may be healed, and she shall live. Children got a way of getting a hold of that in mama. That little waterhead boy down there in Arkansas had a head that big around. I never seen that. Little bitty eyes right in his head, middle of his head. Had a good brain. Had a good mind. His old daddy was old George Nail. Tack. Nicknamed Tack. He's the one laid 3 days under that Jeep over there in World War II. He like starved, Brother Moore. Laying under there and didn't know if it was enemy troops going by or American troops. I was trapped under there and the line was changing, fighting and changing. I don't know who it was. He said, I finally just couldn't take no longer and I screamed out, I need help. Somebody says, is that you, Tack? Just the mercy of God. Recognize old Tack. Got him out of money. He promised God out there he'd get in church and he got back to Arkansas. But he didn't. He got out of the war and got back to Arkansas. But that little boy with that big waterhead, he looked at Daddy. Said, Daddy, why don't you go to church with me? George couldn't take it. Old Tack put a note on the church house door. Remember old Tack. Put her on there herself. We prayed and old Tack got it. God has visited us. Is that your drunkard boy? No, not no more. You hear about that little, there's a little colored mother, Sister Smith. I'll tell you what. Sister Brown, you ain't Smith. Or Sister, you know who Sister Smith was? She's a colored lady in Oklahoma City. They come to my church to sing for me. That's who she's the one that tried to rob. Did I tell you about trying to rob her? I'm talking about God visited us. Visited Sister one night. She got saved. Started home from work. Worked hospital. Steps behind her. She heard him coming. Fellas had a knife. Said, give me your money. She could jump into the spirit just like he jumped in a hole of water. Take some folks 30 days get wound up to get in, but not her. I know her. Jumped in the spirit. Power of God hit her. Danced backwards in the spirit into the dark. You know, you don't ever do that. She danced clear back in the bushes. Said, when she come out of the spirit, she heard something. That's his feet hitting the ground and running. I'm telling you what I know. Amen. Amen. The Lord visits you. Lord visits you. Makes a difference. Amen. She used to come to my church and sing. Woo, she could sing too. We need a visit. We need the Lord to come by and see us. Huh? That's old drunken boy? No. No. That little colored woman had 7 or 8 children, lived in the country. We've lived, we was raised in the country. Dogs on the front porch, chickens under the house, swept front yard. More machine, we didn't want to wear one was. We'd have cut her leg off with it. We had one. We didn't want to do with it. We didn't need no more machine. You raised pretty bad. I can't look at you. Amen. Draw the water. Let the thing down. We said. And then that, you pull it back up. Said out there and pull that middle out and let it run off in that bucket. Y'all understand that. They live in the country. We didn't build our porches, fix our porches. Didn't have nothing to fix them with. It's like the brakes on my car. You can put it on. And one of them said, I got it. Let her go. I got it. I didn't have the money to fix the brakes. When I put it on, you just fault the steering wheel, hold it as best you could. One old brake just seemed to say, I got it. I'll take care of it. Let her go. Just one. She had them children. Every night, they come up on that old porch like the old country porch. This old boy said, I'd search for the tight boards so I could ease in. Said, 2 a.m, 3 a.m, just as soon as I stepped up on the porch, Mom said, is that you, son? Never asleep. Started an old-time meeting up the road. Every one of them children got saved. He said, I stomped up on that porch at 2 a.m. from that meeting at 1 a.m. Mama, 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 sound asleep, beat on the side of the house. You couldn't wake her up. What was the difference? God visited that home. God visited that home. Look around you. You looking at converted thieves and liars and moonshiners. Don't raise your hand, former moonshiners. But you're looking, you in the house with them. People used to see these boys drive by in the car and wonder what they're up to. Lock your chicken houses. Get your shotgun and set up tonight. Hey, ain't that right? They're on the move. Aren't you glad you got saved? I got saved. Paul went preaching. The old boy met me in the post office and said, "What are you doing?" I beat him to it. So I said, "What are you doing?" He looked kind of a little peculiar. I said, "You bootlegging?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "What are you doing, L.D.?" I said, "I'm preaching." "Preaching," he said. Oh, sure. Lord visited, woke this boy up from dead. And now Jairus is in his presence and said, "I got a little daughter. She's lying down at the point of death. I pray you come lay your hands on her. She may be healed and she shall live." You talk about getting a hold of somebody. Him little daughters get a hold of you. Hey, him little granddaughter, they get, "Grandpa, why don't you go to church, Grandpa? Papa, go with me." Ooh, you may have an effect on him, but that will. Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and saw him. And his only way, he met a woman, had a bad problem in about 12 years. And she suffered many things, and many physicians spent all she had and didn't get no better, but grew worse. I don't think they all took all her money. I don't believe they all took all her money. They know they wasn't going to help her. I don't think they all took all that woman's money. But they still will, though. They won't all, I know, but now they will. Some of them will still do it. Take every dime you got. Amen. You know why I know they will? Because they say, when they go to work on you, "Have you got any insurance?" Why did they ask that? You need to be worked on. You need some help. Yeah, I was in Texas preaching. My wife liked Chambers debt, and they called me and said, "Your wife's nearly dead." I was 150 miles down there. And they rushed an ambulance there to her, got her, headed to the hospital with her while I drove and tried to get police to help me. And I couldn't, I was driving so fast, they couldn't catch me. I was trying to get an escort, and they couldn't catch me. I was trying to get, I want to come home. Well, I was dying. They said she's dying. And a few weeks later, Mr. Eisenhower on the funeral home said, "L.D., said, Mr. Ike, I said, what do I owe you?" He said, "You got any insurance, L.D.?" What's that got to do with? No wonder the premiums is higher. Price ought to be the same. One of our doctors told an old boy had a car wreck, and he doctored on him, couldn't get the money out of him, never did get the money out of him, but he had another wreck later, and the insurance covered it. He said, "Don't matter, I'll just collect both bills here at once." How'd he do that? Paperwork. Huh? Huh? Suffered many things, a many physician. Had no mercy. Took her money. Let her go. Couldn't help her. No, they couldn't. Many of them did. But they took every dime she had. But Jesus come to visit. Never charged for no cause. Amen. I just feel, I'm not doing this so hot. Did you know it? I could preach better than this. I believe I'll say cause I got the flu. Slim, that probably ain't it. I wouldn't have preached no better if I hadn't had the flu. Probably. I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you one thing. They took everything she had, and nobody helped her. She didn't get no better. But Jesus come to town. I can't all stand a preacher that'll get up and connect divine healing with money or salvation with money. Amen. 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 No, sir. There's no charge for divine healing. There's no charge for divine healing. Amen. Glory to God. Paul Epley just got out of jail the other day, and he's begging for money again. I ought to kept him in there. He's the one, I believe, is the one that wrote, "My son David said I have a great burden. Don't know how he got it." Do you know how they get your addresses? A grit sells them to them. Or anybody else should give it to you. You wonder why your name's in a jam sometimes? Somebody's selling your name. Amen. That's exactly right. He wrote, "My son David," he said, "I have a great burden for you." David fired a letter back and said, "It's a financial need. Rush me money as soon as you can. I'm into it." He ain't never heard no more from him. Oh, I'm so glad the Lord visited L.D. Moore on 838 Southeast 29th Street in Oklahoma City 45 years ago. The Lord paid me a visit. He come to church that night. That's a night, one of the nights old Henry Crook, lost he could be, lived a block, two blocks west of the church. And about 9 o'clock or 10, something like that, power of God fell. 8 or 9 got saved at once that night. And old Henry and his wife got home and said, "What happened up there?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "There's a cloud, a white cloud. There's lights everywhere around that oil field there." And he said, "There's a white cloud come down. I seen it over that church. It's big up the top like a funnel, a little down to end." And about 9 or 9:30, said that cloud hung right over that building. Said, "What in the world went on up there?" That's when the power of God fell. And Henry wasn't saved, but Henry saw it. Henry Crook saw it. Old Henry Crook saw it. Jesus in town. And he's headed out here to see about a dead girl. But he's running on a woman that needs help. And when she heard Jesus came, when she heard he is in town, when she heard his visiting, she came in the press behind him and touched his garment. She said, "If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole." You believe you can do that tonight? Just touch him and get well. And straightway the fountain of her blood dried up. She felt in her body, she was healed of that plague. Jesus immediately, anointing him himself, virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, said, "Who touched my clothes?" And the disciple tried to line him up. Amen. They tried to line him up. "Master, Master, thou seest a multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" You're out of order. What you're saying is out of order. You didn't say it right. Years ago when the war come on, God's power was on me. It's been a strange life for me. I told somebody the other day, dug my birth certificate out and didn't even have my name on it. Ain't on my birth certificate. Can't even prove I'm here. But I'm here, but I can't even prove it. I mean, I ain't got no record that I was ever born. I mean, it's not there. I looked at it myself. I went out to preach, and the Lord called me, and the army come along, and the Lord said, "I want you to preach to the soldier boys during the war. I want you to get them saved. I want you to help them." I said, "Lord, I'm in good health. And whatever you say, I'll do it. But I'm not shirking. I'm just, but you know what? They sent me a questionnaire, and all I was doing was full-time preaching right then. I seen the war coming on, the end of time, and I was a young man, able to preach. I just plunged into it. Oh, I've been a welder and what have you, but I plunged into it. And you know what? They said, "Who do you work for?" And I put down Jesus. That's the only one I belong to. I mean, that's the truth. So what do you work on? I put down people. That's right. He said, "What tool do you?" And I put down the Bible. "How long you can continue this work till the Lord comes? When did you start it? When he saved me?" And I answered all that and sent that back, and they thought I was crazy. I didn't belong to any organization or nothing. You know what I mean? I didn't have nobody to help me. I didn't know what to do but pray. They called me in, and a poor little crazy man sat in the room with a little flashlight and me stark naked. And he sat there and shined that up in my eyes. "Did you ever talk to God?" "Yes," I said. I preached on God that's visited us. He made a change in me. He said, "Did you ever hear God?" I said, "Yes." Shine that flashlight in my eyes. Embarrassed. That happened to me. They put me in 3D, 3D, 4D, 4F, 1A, 2A, 3A, 5A. I don't know. They put me in everything in there. Crazy. You know what? The Lord heard me. I'm the man. Help me. I speak as a fool at South Oklahoma, sitting on the water tower eating crackers and cracker and cheese and drinking milk, where a car done run completely out of stamps, and we summoned riots to go preach the gospel to them soldier boys. I seen a big bunch of soldier boys, about 150, 200 of them out there on a piece of ground in front of an induction center. Went over there, asked the man in charge, "Can we preach to these boys?" "Boys," said, "the buses is 45 minutes late now to pick these boys up. You're welcome to go out there and preach, but the bus is 45 minutes late. We preached till we give out. We prayed with them boys, and they prayed. And when we got completely through with that service, them buses drove around the corner and picked them up and hauled them on. I ain't the only ones we preached to during the war. But that's why, you know, This is just a rambling message. But I want to preach on God has visited us. The first visit we got here tonight was a young man in the grave, in a casket, and got raised from dead. Now we got Jesus on the way to see about Jairus' daughter, but he can't get Jairus' daughter, but he can't get there because this sick woman, and she just reached through and touched him. If you could just reach out and touch him, you may not even have to have hands laid on you. Just touch him. If the power of God's moving, get your hand in there. If the power of God's working, get your hands in there. If the power of God's moving, get moving. Touch him. Hallelujah. We went down there to Stigler, Oklahoma. Our old Willis. Don't ever buy one. If they ever make them anymore, I turned against them, so don't ever buy one of them. But we were driving a Willis car. Headlight fall out and break on the pavement, put in the fender. I had never seen nothing like nearest nothing there. Changed oil one day and a nut fell out of it. I didn't know where the thing come from. Changed oil and a nut fell out too, where he takes the plug out. I don't know what that just. And we had put kerosene with gasoline and just hide the service station when we left. Just shoot the gas. I said Hitler'd like to have this for a smoke screen. I mean, this thing just hide the whole building, burning kerosene and gasoline together. Yeah. We finally run out and had to park it and went on preaching. The Lord has visited his people. I had some kind of meetings, brother. Seemed like I had better meetings than I have now. Great God, the power of God and fallen folks to get saved and fall under the power of God and have trances. Fallen trance. You know what? We went into Stigler, Oklahoma and preached there, and the president of the board, the ration board, heard us. He said, come down to board meeting tomorrow. Went down. He said, what are you boys doing? We're preaching, me and another young man preaching together. We're preaching revivals to these soldiers going to war. We're trying to get them saved before they go. Trying to get God in their hearts. He said, you tell me you run out of gas and your car's parked and you can't get no tires or gas. No, sir, we can't get no gas. He handed us, Brother Lee, he handed us enough stamps. He gave us books of stamps and said, when you run out, you get word back to me and I'll mail you more. I'll see that you preach the gospel. Lord have mercy. Sometimes I feel like calling the devil up and say, would you come back in on this? Where are you at? You the one that said God wouldn't help me. You the one that said God wouldn't heal, God wouldn't save. Get back on it. Like Havis was leaving that shotgun house, the whole night meeting, all they had was eggs to eat. He wouldn't say nothing. A week, eggs. No flour, no bread, just eggs. Boys, come. You like eggs, you preach for God a while. If you get in that shape, you'll eat them. I can tell you, you'll eat some things. Week went by. Devil said, this is the end of it, Havis. Right here is where your minister's over. You ain't a preacher no more, just a young preacher. About a week went by, and the folks bought a pound, and they brought steak, they brought ham, they brought everything, chicken, everything you could want. Big old long table, pile it full, David. Havis said that night, he said, Satan, oh Satan, can you hear me? Come on back to the shotgun house and look what's on this table. Say that again, I'm through. Say that again, they won't bring me nothing. Say that again, God don't like me. Say that again, God ain't real. Repeat that again, God won't help you. I can tell by looking at you, you'd preach in a minute if I'd let you, but I ain't going to let you out. I can see it all over. Looked like he's not going to make it. Went out in the car, looked like he's going to die. Come back to church and God healed him. God visited him. Have mercy. Have mercy. You don't talk about the miracle working power of God called to visit this. That's what I'm going to talk about a little bit here. He's on the way down here, a dead girl's body. On the way, found somebody else need help. But he's going on to get him. 3 or 4 years ago, the Lord spoke to me. I can't have it. You say he didn't talk to me. I ain't talking about you. Some folk couldn't hear thunder. spoke to me, said, I'm sending you up to Prague, Oklahoma, preach on the streets. I said, Curly, go to the chief police up there and ask him about having a street meeting. I feel that Lord to come. He asked him, said, no, we don't need no preaching up here. Curly stayed with him. He's an old nester, born and raised there. Therefore, the sheriff ever got his job. Put a little pressure on him. He could. Put a little more. Fine, said, all right, Curly, it's your responsibility, though, if you get him up here. You mess saying, preacher, dangerous coming to town preaching. All right, open a new dance hall, beer dive or something. Somebody get knifed and killed and hauled to the hospital. But watch them preachers now. Went up there and asked no more around the pool hall, could have plugged my PA system in. Yeah, buddy, plug it right in. Got out there and went to preaching. Door opened to the beer joint across the street. And here come a backslider out. He wasn't drunk. He had drank a beer or two, but he wasn't drunk. And he'd been there playing his guitar. Backslider from a Pentecostal church. Had a flat on his car. Lord, let the tar down for him. Got out the back of the car trying to put the PA in the back of the car. Wasn't drunk. I know. I they used to bootleg where I work. I know what that stuff is, and I don't want a man drunk. Took him 45 minutes to change that tar. All I had to do was just jack that up and put that spur. Took him 45 minutes. I'd see him over there, and he'd just stop work. You stand there like it's paralyzed. Chief police just kept driving by. And big old bohemians that live there and have that Kolache festival every year in Prague, standing with tears running down their face. Old time meetings always having. All I was doing is saying, would you listen, good people, now to what I've got to say? We've been living in a mighty evil day. You know, God bless you, the fellow's just half right. I mean, mentally. He wants to work so bad in this world. If he can just get somebody, he can get to yield a little. I mean, they got to live, right? But they may not like me, just kind of can't control all the gray matter. He'll use them because he wants somebody to carry. They may have seaweeds in their hair. He may have a fishy smell. He may still have sand on the knees where the whale burped him out on the sandbar. But he wants to use somebody. He paid that visit over yonder to Nineveh. Great God, have mercy. 8 words, Paul's all he had to say. We worry about what we're going to say. They can't understand, so they think we're deep. Preach for an hour and a half like I do and never make a point. And holler amen, glory to God, and give out and never say nothing. But he wants to use somebody, David. Have mercy. Priest on that street corner, that police said, get him back. Now, I'm nothing, understand, but said, get him back. Curly, get him back. Well, one day the Lord said, send you back. I want to talk to y'all men about God visited his people. Yes, yes. It makes a difference. You can tell who's been there. Yes, sir. You can tell if he's been there. There'd be a change if he's been there. Yes. He visits you, there's change. Yes. You know what? Pouring down rain's house. Devil said, don't go, it's raining. I said, it may not be raining up there. That's 60 miles. That's right. Devil said, wouldn't go to church, it's raining. It may not be raining down to church.
That's right.
I hear it snowing somewhere. It's snowing somewhere all the time. Get on your horse and go. Get in your car and leave. Head for God's house. It's always snowing somewhere. He that observeth the cloud shall not sow. He that regardeth the wind shall not sow. And he that regardeth the cloud shall not reap. I down in Oklahoma, I'm smart aleck. I come by the field of alfalfa and I said, what are they cutting that alfalfa down? It looks like it's going to pour down rain any minute. It's ready to cut. It's ripe and ready to cut. Let it get overripe down there. I don't know about y'all's up here, but you can't let it grow too long. You got to cut it. Huh? But I was trying to run the farmer's business. I said, what is he cutting that alfalfa for? Can't he see it looks like rain? He that it regardeth the wind shall not sow. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. And he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. Get on to church. Get on to church. I went to my church a while back, and we forgot to flip the... We got a timer on the furnace, turned the stuff on and off. We'd messed it up somewhere. We do that once in a while. Cold as ice in there. I never heard such an outbreak of grumbling in all my born days. I wanted to say, if you lived in Alaska, what would you do if you got one of them bad storms and had to build an igloo? That's the only way that you survive, build an igloo and crawl in that freezing deep freeze and live in there till that storm's over. Yeah. Gets too hot in my church, I just make fun of them. Oh, we'll turn the furnace down, but, you know, we got some folks that some of them gets too hot and some of them gets too cold. Only thing to do is go down the middle and get what's the normal temperature, and if they can't stand that, let them lump it and have church. I don't want to be mean to nobody, but you can't please everybody, can you now? Amen? You can't do that. You just can't. You can't please everybody. You just can't do it. Miracles. 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 Started for Prague, Oklahoma, and rained on me all the way. Got up there close. The devil said, "You sure have missed it now." I said, "Just hold it. I'm not down to the corner where I'm aiming to preach yet. You stay out of this." You can't even say amen right. Hallelujah. The devil can't do it. Would you believe I drove up and puddles of water everywhere and it quit raining? Would you believe if I told you I set that PA up, plugged in the same old boy's place, it just clouded, looked like I'm going to pour down a minute, had a complete service, and when it ended, I said, "You folks better run for your cars. It's fixing to go to pouring down rain." And it did. You know, if I was a liar, God'd kill me. That's what happened. Prague, Oklahoma. We had camp meeting over at Bristol a couple of years ago, 7 inches of rain, 3 days. Them children supposed to come, that children's church down there, 200 of them come down here in this tabernacle. And I looked out there and the rain quit. "Go get them now," I said. "Go get them." They went to get them. I said, "Get under here, it's fixing to go to raining." And you know, I'm no weather prophet, but the Spirit was you there. He's out there, got him and went pouring down rain. He got that rain, sheets of rain out there. I'm going to tell you one thing. God is not tongue-tied. He is not deaf. God is alive. He's looking for a chance to work with people, but he can't hardly find nobody that'll let him. God would like to visit his people again. He'd like to do signs and wonders amongst them, help them out, but they won't let him a lot of places. Here he's on the way. This girl, I'm going to hurry here. I want to try to get to. I believe I'm working you now. Jesus knew right quick when that woman touched him that virtue had gone out of him. Amen. But they gave him a little speech there. You see the multitude throwing you, and you ask who touched you. Yeah, but ain't everybody bumps into him and touched him. It ain't everybody hanging around the crowd that wants the Lord. It ain't everybody go to church caring much about God. There's a few in there that's reaching out. He could tell who they were. And he looked around about to see her done this thing, and a woman figuring and trembling, knowing what was done in her, fell before him, told him all the truth. I wish I didn't hardly. God's going to help me. I know this is a trial. I know what it is. But if I felt better, preach 2-3 hours for you. I know you'd want me to. But I'm just going to have to preach short tonight. He looked at one and said, "Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. Be whole of thy plague." She told him all the truth. I imagine she thought he was going to bawl her out. I said, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. You can get healed when others can't sometime when they can't understand it. Your faith worked for you." While he yet spake, there came the ruler of the synagogue's house, one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, which said, "Thy daughter's dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" That's the end of the line. That's all of it. She's dead. Right. It's over. Not for him. Not for him. Jesus heard it, heard the word spoken. He said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." You know, only believe is a good text. Believe. Believe. You still praying about that same thing? How long you had that? Well, now don't get offended at me. That request you praying about, how long you been praying about that? What is it? What request is it? You've got to believe after a while. I prayed about it, now I'm believing. I prayed 20 years, 3 times a day for one thing. That's a long time to pray for a gift, ain't it? But one day, I reached it. Believe. Only believe. Don't make just what others say, you believe. Make just what others say, you believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Jesus said, "Don't be afraid." He suffered no man to follow him save Peter, James, John, and Brother James. I'm going to have to hurry. Brother Lee loves me. He loves hearing me. And I know it. He sat here all night long. But Brother Lee, I'm going to tell you one thing. You know where we messed up a few times? We took the wrong people with us. We took the wrong people with us. Hallelujah. We didn't even need a room with us. Amen. A lot of folks just play game with the Lord. Well, we're going to have Brother Lee come pray for him. And we're going to have Brother Pastor Brother L.D. come pray for him. We're going to have Brother here pray. We're going to have Brother Paul come pray for him. And I know the first one to pray for her, she got touched. We could tell her. She said God touched her. She said she feels much better. But we don't offend a brother. We need to let them all have around. You're going to be kicking God right in the face here in a minute. If God healed them, don't you even pray for them. Preacher friend of mine, girl got out bad. had the polio. Polio. Bad stuff. Call me. Brother Moore, come. Went in the door, put my knees on the floor. Power of God hit me, jerked me back to my feet. Said, I've heard his prayers. I've granted healing. I said, man, I can't pray. What's the matter, Brother Moore? God has told me that he's already answered your prayer. That he's granted divine healing for your child. And he did. Had her pray it down. Be careful who you take with you. Discourage you. I look for the can-doers, not the can't-doers.
All right now. All right.
Seems like I can hear the sound of hammers. That happened to me before. That happened to me over Ralph Harden. He had a fine home, but if he sold it, he'd get enough to build him one he didn't have to make monthly payments on. And while he's talking to me about it, I was in his house in Virginia. Did you ever go to Ralph Harden's house out on the hill by Bob Osborne there? You been there? That house he sold? I was in that house, and I said, Ralph, I hear the sound of hammers. He said, you do? I said, I do. He had been praying. I hear the sound of hammers. They're building on that house you fixing to build. Man, God gave him a bar, sold that, and built none. Got to build his home back. You been to that other thing built?
Yes, sir.
Be careful who you take with you.
All right.
Yeah. Took Peter, James, and John. I get to the glory world. I'm going to shake Peter's hand and talk to him about him crucifying him upside down.
Right.
He took the men he wanted to take, Peter, James, and John, the brother James. Coming to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. Great God have mercy. They laughed him to scorn. When he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, entered in where the damsel was lying, and took the damsel by the hand, and saith unto her, Talitha cumi, which being interpreted is, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, and she's 12 years old, and the seven or eight of them outside heard it. He got a glimpse of her going with the window and just keeled over. Little old girl just got up and went to walking. Don't you love your children? Hold a meeting a while back in Ohio. Terry and his wife and the little girl, Jessica, was with them, my granddaughter. Beautifulest granddaughter ever born in the history of the world. She was there. Oh, she loves her papa. I preach away from her so much, but when she's where I'm at and I get through preaching and start to back over if I ain't careful, she just comes and stands where I'm at. In the night, she said, water, mama. Need a drink of water in a strange place. Papa heard her. Well, I got up and got her water, but you know what I preached on that next night? I preached on that cry in the darkness. Water. Water. Just a drop of water. Nothing great, just water. Water. Damsel, he said, I say unto thee, arise. And that little old 12-year-old girl just got right up and went to walking. Daddy said, hallelujah. Mama said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to have to stop. This is not getting any better or any worse. I must leave early in the morning. And there's people looking to see if I'll drive in. And I'm not important. But we need the Lord to visit you tonight.
Oh, yes.
He fixed things up for you. Fix your home up. I'll bet in on some of that. Old Rabbit said, L.D., would you get Mary to go back to me? I said, Rabbit, you can't beat a woman, expect her to live with you. I didn't know he'd beat her. He said, I told her I wasn't working no more. I didn't know he'd ever worked. I just said that. The Lord is in. Went back together. Got him back. The Lord visits you, gets things straightened out for you. Huh? You can't apologize or admit you're wrong. You get Jesus to visit you. Your old tongue come loose, you can say, I'm the cause of it. It's me. You know how I counsel people? Blame both sides to start with. Always blame both sides. Then I hear both sides. One at a time. Then I hear them together. And I tell them, are you here to waste my time or do you mean business? If you mean business, don't you report back to me every 30 days and do what I'm telling you to do. How about that? No charge. Amen. No charge. All right, let's stand. I beg your pardon. I hope I've helped you while I've been here. But tonight we're not gone. And there may be somebody here. Maybe somebody here for the last time. You need to have a visit from the Lord. You need to visit. Now listen, he can fix it for you. He can fix it for you. He knows how to fix it. There may be a sinner. Most of our services here have been, most of them have been saved people. We've had some people get saved. But look, are you here and you've got problems tonight? Will you visit this altar? Give God a chance to work on it, will you? I thank you for your kind attention. I'm going to turn the service to your pastor at this time. I'm right here and we leave. I want you to come down here. Let God know you mean business. You've got to let God know you mean business. Amen. You come on purpose. You're coming on business. God will help you. Come right on, brother.